I looked up and saw a third machine. It was erect and motionless, like the others. An insane resolve possessed me. I would give my life to the Martians, here and now. I marched recklessly towards the Titan, and then, as I drew nearer, I saw that a multitude of black birds were circling and clustering about the hood. At that, my heart gave a bound, and I began running along the road. The thought that had flashed into my mind grew real, grew credible. I felt no fear, only a wild, trembling exultation as I ran up the hill towards the motionless monster. Out of the hood hung red shreds at which the hungry birds now pecked and tore. Moment, I had scrambled up the earthen rampart to the crest of Primrose Hill, and the Martian's camp was below me. A mighty space it was, filled with gigantic machines, and scattered about it, some in their overturned fighting machines, some in the crab-like handling machines, and a dozen of them stark and silent, lying in a row, were the Martians, dead, slain. After all man's devices had failed, by the humblest things upon the earth, bacteria. Minute, invisible bacteria. These germs have plagued us since life began here. But through millions of years, we've developed a resistance to them, becoming immune to many and succumbing to none without a struggle. But there are no bacteria on Mars. Directly these invaders arrived and drank and fed, our microscopic allies attacked them. From that moment, they were doomed. Man's resistance has been bought at the cost of a billion lives. Shadow had at last been rolled back. The torment was ended. The people scattered over the country, desperate, leaderless, starved. The thousands who had fled by sea, including the one most dear to me, all would return. The pulse of life, growing stronger and stronger, would beat again. Life returns to normal. The man is again supreme. A question of grave and universal interest is the possibility of another attack from Mars. It may be that across the immensity of space, they have watched the fate of their pioneers, have learned their lessons, and even now await their opportunity. Can we any longer regard this planet as safe? It may well be that this time of peace is only a reprieve. Perhaps the future belongs not to us,